This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Protests broke out in southeastern Iran on Friday as a senior cleric called for tough measures against demonstrators across the country. The Islamic Republic has been gripped by 5 weeks of demonstrations that erupted after the death in police custody of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini last month. Amini was accused of failing to properly cover her hair with a headscarf. On Friday, police arrested at least 57 people described as rioters after protesters threw rocks and attacked banks in the city of Zahedan. Provincial Police Chief Ahmad Tahiri was quoted as saying by the official news agency IRNA. State television said up to 300 protesters marched in the city after Friday prayers. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now facing a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The panel is demanding the ex-president testify under oath by November 14th. In a letter to his lawyers, the committee's leaders say Trump personally orchestrated a multi-part effort to overturn his 2020 election loss. It also wants him to hand over documents, including personal communications with members of Congress and extremist groups. It's the most striking escalation in the panel's 15-month probe of the Capitol riot, and it's unclear how Trump will respond. He could do anything from complying with the subpoena to ignoring it altogether. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, was sentenced Friday to 4 months in prison for refusing to cooperate with the lawmakers investigating last year's U.S. Capitol attack. Bannon is expected to appeal the verdict. This is VOA News. The general carrying out President Vladimir Putin's new military strategy in Ukraine has a reputation for brutality for bombing civilians in Russia's campaign in Syria. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Bald and fierce-looking, General Sergei Surovikin was put in charge of Russian forces in Ukraine on October 8, after what has so far been a faltering invasion that's seen a number of chaotic retreats. Observers report in Syria he'd overseen the destruction of entire cities to flush out rebel resistance. Surovikin had also played a role in the deaths of three protesters in Moscow during the failed coup against Mikhail Gorbachev in 1991 that hastened the demise of the Soviet Union. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has unanimously imposed its first sanctions on Haiti in 5 years, targeting those fueling gang violence and worsening the economic, security, and humanitarian situation in the Caribbean island nation. The resolution targets those supporting or financing violence, kidnapping, sexual violence, arms or drug sales, and people trafficking, and the recruitment of children into gangs. Those obstructing the delivery and distribution of humanitarian aid can also be sanctioned. Haiti's government supports the measures. The UN says 60% of the capital, Port-au-Prince, is under the control or influence of heavily armed gangs. More than 1.5 million people in the country have been directly affected by gang violence, according to the UN. Pakistan's election authorities Friday disqualified populist former Prime Minister Imran Khan from holding public office for allegedly concealing his assets, prompting his supporters to stage nationwide protests and fueling political turmoil in the country. Khan's PTI political party denounced Friday's decision as politically motivated and vowed to challenge it in a high court. The authorities said Khan's seat in the lower house of parliament is now vacant. Two suspects are in custody and a third is being sought after a shooting attack left two people dead on a U.S. tribal reservation in northeastern Washington state. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The shooting took place in Keller, Washington, where residents were warned to stay indoors and area schools were closed as authorities searched for suspects. Two people were found dead on the Colville Reservation. A police officer there was shot in the arm as he checked a suspicious vehicle believed to have been involved.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.